It is Tuesday morning. We talk local government, or the absence of local government, with our good friend and city councilman Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Now, do you have your ice and your shovel and everything else ready to go?
Yes.
Well, that's good, because you're a professional at this. This is not your first rodeo.
No.
Now, Keith has just gotten back from San Diego. I find it troubling that you and Keith spend a lot of time out that way, and we should talk happy, warm thoughts on a Tuesday. But we won't. We won't taunt people with such tales of yore and travel and warmth and cocoa butter and whatever else goes on out there. We'll talk city government instead. What's going on? Are we reorganized, ready to go for 2016?
We are. We have a new council president, Andrew Ruff. Vice President is Susan Sandberg, and our parliamentarian is Stephen Volan.
I noticed you weren't listed in any of that. Was that by design?
That was by design, by choice, yeah.
Well, good to hear, because you've taken on the heavy lifting that is parliamentarian.
Yeah, you don't have to rule anyone out of order anymore?
No.
Wow.
Now, do you put your gavel in the safe, on the mantle? What do you do with it?
I've kind of lost track of the gavel.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Passing it on down generation.
Tim, they would retire your number.
Your jersey,
so
right.
So in parliamentarianship, they retire your gavel.
Well, no, actually, the only person who gets a gavel is the president of the council.
Well, then they retire your finger that you point at them with and say, you can't use that finger anymore.
Do you have any responsibilities on this new council?
all the responsibilities that go along with a council member, and those are I serve on various boards and committees.
Now, do those annually change, or are you still the Jack Hopkins and all the things that we've came accustomed to over the years?
Those do change, though I will be serving on Jack Hopkins again this year, the social service funding, and serve on the community development block grant physical improvement committee, and I'll be serving on the utility service board.
Now, you've got a big, important meeting tomorrow night. What's on the agenda?
No, you're tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, yeah. You have a meeting, but...
We have nothing on the agenda, so okay. We will be meeting. I think we will be discussing whether we hold a meeting on Friday, which is a staff council meeting. So we may actually be canceling that meeting too.
Well, I think you'll be discussing whether or not you'll be discussing the weather, or whether or not you can get to the meeting tomorrow.
That's
depending
correct.
On how this. On
well,
this
you know, happens. I missed the weather because something went wrong with our connection.
Oh, never tell the folks how the sausage is made, Tim. Come on, that's
the technicality is you have to meet in order to cancel the meeting, right?
That is correct.
That is very interesting.
But the other part is that the public then still gets to speak.
We will hold a traditional council meeting, in that we will approve minutes, which we do have from our first meeting of the year. Mm-hmm. And then we will go to the public and give them an opportunity. We set aside 20 minutes at the beginning of the meeting for the public to make comments. They're limited to 5 minutes per person. And they may speak on any issue that is not on our agenda, so they can talk about...
anything they want.
The weather, yeah.
Well, because you don't have anything on your agenda, they can talk about just about anything. Now, the weather that you said you missed, we have a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 3 a.m. tomorrow morning and lasting through noon, and we could see anywhere from 1 to 5 or 6 inches, depending on which forecast you believe.
Wow.
And the snow will be heavy tomorrow morning during the commute, and then taper off around midday. So again, as we joke a lot about it on this program, Mother Nature doesn't make her reservation and say, "Hey, between 6 and 8, I'm going to do this." Or you just kind of have to sit back and enjoy
it.
So,
one thing to
be prepared.
And our city street department has done a really excellent job with what we've had so far. So.
Right.
That's good, good news for the new administration. They're out there working and doing the work. So another important thing is people should get out there and clear the sidewalks.
Yes.
Yeah.
24
that's
hours.
That's really important to me.
And I think we're getting better compliance, but we still need to remind people.
Tim, let me ask you a question. Has the council sat down with the mayor yet to discuss visions and things like that about the kinds of things that the two of you need to be doing?
Yeah, not at this point. Not
okay.
at this point.
Is that something you would normally do at the start of a new year?
Yes, and I think that meeting is probably in the works at
okay.
this point, but I'm not aware of any time or days.
We're only 19 days into the administration, Keith. There's only so many things you can fit in
right.
because you're not working weekends. I'm not working. Yes, we are.
Well, and the mayor's busy organizing his
absolutely.
Staff.
Absolutely. And you've got town hall meetings yeah. that are going on and trying to connect with the community and develop plans and do all of that. So the normal timing of this moving forward, what is the council usually do most Januarys, Tim? You say you got nothing on your agenda. That's fine. No big deal. This is a normal track?
This is fairly normal, yes. Typically, we have our organizational meeting, and then we do not meet the following Wednesday. So this is somewhat of an anomaly that we are meeting, but we don't have anything to discuss. So it's just kind of interesting.
Now, I don't want people to think this is inaction, but is there anything wrong with not having anything to discuss?
No, and I don't think so, and especially when we have a new mayor. The new mayor is finding his way, you know, into the city administration. He has.
Yeah, I mean, he's hanging wallpaper. He's got carpet to put
yeah.
in. There's a whole bunch of other things.
Well, they are redecorating the mayor's offices, so you know he's in a temporary office for the time being, and I think they're getting close to finishing that work. But those offices hadn't been redecorated since City Hall opened, so it was
wow.
probably time.
Yeah, I would suggest that. Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He serves on the Bloomington City Council and has for some time. Since we don't have a meeting to talk about this week, why don't you give us a little thumbnail sketch of what we're going to see in the coming months? Just a normal council year. When does the budget get started? When do you plan to hear from the mayor? When do you have to, not have to, but what are some of the have-to deadlines you have to get things done by? Just so we have an idea of what's coming up with our meetings with you in the next few months.
Well, I mean, we have to go out pretty far. We have to go out to sometime in late July, early August to discuss the budget. The past practice has been that the administration starts working on the budget in the spring, sometime around April. In May, they typically meet with the city council in a public meeting and discuss where they project the city controller will be part of that meeting, and they project what they think the revenues will be for 2017 in this case, and then the council discusses their initiatives for the 2017 budget, which may be money for sidewalks, money for social services, money for council activities. And then the administration will go back to work and work on the budget, which then they bring forward, as I said, towards the end of July, early August. We have those public meetings. Again, we have four. In the past, we've had four evening meetings where we discuss the budget as brought forward by the administration. And then they go back and wait until September. When they come back around, actually it's in October when we do the final approval of the budget. So,
and that's what you're legally mandated to do during those time frames, correct?
The one legal mandate is that we have a drop-dead date, and I believe it's sometime in late October.
Right.
Where the budget must be approved. Yeah.
So that being said, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth, that's why I'll ask you, you're the expert, you've done this 100 times. Since that stuff doesn't happen until, as you mentioned, a little bit later in the year, does that free up the first part of the year to move on new pieces of business or to see what the mayor has in mind and start getting those wheels in motion? You shouldn't be backed up with anything else, right?
No, that's true. And I expect the new mayor will be bringing forward legislation that will reflect things that he talked about during the campaign to become the mayor. So, you know, those things will start coming forward. But I think it'll be a little slower this time because he's, you know, set up citizen committees to discuss various things such as affordable housing and employment opportunities and job opportunities. And so, you know, the way I'm looking at it is they are gathering information that they will build their legislation on and then bring it forward to the council for discussion and adoption. So those are the kinds of things I think we'll start to be looking for. I mean, of course, they're working now already. They've talked about moving forward on the city's tech park. We've got that to discuss.
Yeah, we saw new stuff about the trades and streets and extensions, and we're going to do this with 10th Street and that. How involved, if at all, is the city council in on any of that?
Well, the city council basically adopted the master plan for the tech park. And that gave the Redevelopment Commission and the administration the opportunity to go forward. So the city council really has made the broad decision, and now the smaller parts, which are part of the original master plan for that area, have been adopted in effect. So they will be able to then go forward. The council will probably not have that much discussion in that process at all. So, because we basically pre-approved.
Right, and yes, so that means that could go on to the next steps. Your job was letting it go through, correct?
That's correct.
Right,
that's
so correct. That has gone through.
The same is true for the Switchyard Park, those sorts of things, because once the council has adopted that bonding opportunity for the districts, it kind of gives the administration the opportunity to then go forward and start working on those projects. So, and it's a little different because you have a change in administration here, so there may be some differences in how things go forward or what things are put forward first or what things may or may not get built, you know. But I think we're pretty much on track for what the previous administration had set up, and now we're moving into the, you know, the development phase of some of those projects.
Just a little tweak here and a little tweak there. All right.
Hopefully.
So the meeting tomorrow night will be very brief, just depending on public comment about whatever the public would like to speak about in their 5 minutes per.
That is correct.
And when we join you next week, oh, geez, I'm going to have to find something to talk about.
I'll see if I can scrounge up some work and we can talk about it.
See if you can figure that out. And sometimes no news is good news, which I don't have a problem with that. So Keith and I will find something for you next Tuesday. Don't you worry. We'll ask you about
We always have something good to talk about. So that's
we do.
That's important.
And we'll find it.
I have a question for you.
Please.
Because I know where your studios are, and I know you look out to the east. This morning, sunrise was quite something.
Oh, wow.
Keith was asking me to photograph it.
It was spectacular.
We have a very, we have, obviously, the glass we have in the studio here is very soundproof and everything else, and tinted for the equipment. So I can't take a picture of it. But yes, Tim Mayer is 150% right this morning.
Wow.
The sunrise was something that looked at more out of a painting of science fiction than it did of reality.
Our east view is kind of blocked by some big pine trees, but boy, I could tell it was really spectacular.
It was. It was almost lava-like
in
looking. So maybe we'll do some sunrise reporting next Tuesday. If not, Keith will be required as his homework over the weekend to find something for you to talk about.
There you go.
No problem.
Now, city will be on its toes starting this morning at 3 a.m. We know that. Christmas tree pickup, curbside, all this, that's all finished, right? We don't have anything to worry about with
that. I think that is, yes.
Yeah, that should be done. So let's, again, business folks, you know how it is. Help out with the 24-hour rule. And let's hope, Tim, that we don't have much. Let's hope you can get to your meeting tomorrow night, because that'll tell us that we should be on track and everything's going well.
That's good. I appreciate that.
And we appreciate your time every Tuesday. Thank you, my friend.
Well, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good.